Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. Good morning. Good morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry's daughters of God called to pray. We are just delighted. We're so delighted that you chose to tune in and share with us and share some of your special time. Yes, and we pray that something will be said that will make a difference in your life, encourage you, empower you, put a smile on your face, give a thought. Yes, something that you can think about. We reserve this time for a remnant ministry's daughters of God called to pray. And this time, this Friday, we set aside for encouragement and empowerment. Yes, yes. We're going to try to stick to that. Encourage you to do some things that you thought were impossible, that was no longer possible for you to achieve. We used to call it late bloomers. That's right. But we just call it bloomers. Yes, 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 bloomers. Yes, we're bloomers for the Lord. And we said, you know, there are things in your life that you thought, oh my, I could never accomplish that. It's too late. And when you were younger, you said, oh, I have jobs, I have husband, I have children. It's just impossible. I can't do it. But then God bring it back and you're like, I forgot all about that. Yes. Oh, how I wish I could have done this. If I knew then what I know now, I sure would have done it. But guess what? The children are grown. The husband is a little more independent. You have a lot of free time. Yeah. That you can devote to what that thing is that God has laid it into your heart to accomplish. It could be a book, playing piano, going back to school, volunteering. What is it that God put in your heart that you thought were impossible now? And how you long that you would have been able to accomplish that? It may be that now is the time. Yes, yes, at 80, yes, at 83, yes, now is the time. 84. Now is the time. Oh, but I can't. Not, there's no such word as can't. That's what my mother used to always tell us. There's no such word as can't. Yes, you can. By the help of the Almighty God, you can accomplish. You can write that book or those books. They'll start flowing. Once that key get in that lock, and that door opened, my God, look at the floodgate. Ooh, and the smile on your face. I didn't think I could do that. Yeah. Yeah. And I heard run for office. It's possible. Will it have its challenges?
As I was saying, I don't know what happened. We just got cut off. As I was saying, be willing. And don't think it's impossible. Don't think you're not capable. If God has called you to do something, it will happen. Keep prayer. Keep God in it. Stay prayerful, and you will accomplish. As I said earlier, your legacy, my God, what a legacy. Obedience to God, and nothing is too hard for God. He knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for each and every one of us. We remember that we were created for God's glory. Yes, yes, yes. And it can be done. What an encouragement. Yes, you can do it. Hallelujah. Age is just a number. So we thank God for keeping us all healthy and keeping us alert and sharp. Yes, we have a lot to offer. Yes. And if you're young and you say, well, I'm too young. No, don't say you're too young. So what did God tell Jeremiah? I know God of the plans that he has for you. He knows who you were to be before he placed you in your mama's belly, before he formed you in there. That's right. So nothing is too hard. Nothing is impossible. That's right. I just say to those of us who know that there are young ones who are preaching, and we say, oh, they're powerful, but they need to be encircled in prayer and guarded with prayer and protected with prayer so the enemy would not have his way with them or attempt to. Don't just be excited by seeing them and leave them by themselves open for the wiles of the enemy. Don't do that. Keep them in prayer. That's right. And remember what happened with Jesus. He went and he was talking with the scribes and the Pharisees, and they were amazed at him and his knowledge. But then he went and submitted himself to his parents until he was of age that God had called for him to step out and do the things that he was here on earth to accomplish. Okay? So let's kind of look into that. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We truly, truly thank you for this day. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in this day. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We are thankful, Father, for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your protection, your healing, your deliverance, oh God. Oh, we thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our Master and our Lord over every area of our life, God. We thank you. We thank you for being our covenant, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for saving us. Glory be to your name. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank you for covering us in the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. We thank you for opening our eyes to your desire, your will, your principles, your commandment. What is a kingdom without rules? Oh my God. What is a kingdom without a king? Hallelujah. And we have our king. You are our king. And we thank you. We thank you for your rules. We thank you for your commandments, your statutes. We thank you. They are from eternity. You have given them to us, and we are so grateful. We thank you, Lord God, for your guiding and directing. Yes, we do. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Great is our God. We thank you for your shalom. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. Ah, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hello? Hello?